Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattle producers, your 2026 Bell Ringer is going to be happening the 6th and 7th of January at the Embassy Suites OKC downtown, Tuesday, Wednesday, happening during Cattlemen's Congress. Come to Cattlemen's Congress and come to Bell Ringer. Superior Livestock's Bell Ringer starting each morning at 8 a.m. Central Time. For more info, call 800-422-2117 or check out the website superiorlivestock.com. The Superior Livestock Bell Ringer sale January 6th, 7th, Oklahoma City.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Tulsa Farm Show and the Oklahoma City Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, March 19th through the 21st at State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call our show manager, 800-873-1411. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Coming down to the final days of 2025, Casey's taking a few days off, so we're subbing in for her today. Had the honor to sit down and talk with Oklahoma State Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur just before Christmas, and we talked about 2025, a roller coaster kind of a year.
You know, it has been a very tough year in a lot of ways, which ag folks are used to the ups and downs that come along with being in production agriculture. But, you know, we started the year out with New World Screwworm, which I don't think that was on anybody's bingo card for 2025. And we've dealt not only with the concerns regarding New World Screwworm, but when we talk specifically animal health, also highly pathogenic avian influenza. Back in November, we had a big challenge with equine herpes virus from an event in Texas that then had some horses come here to Oklahoma. So the animal health challenges are always something that are a big concern for us here in Oklahoma because we have a lot of livestock and we move a lot of livestock. And then too, there's no question how the drought impacts. We got some good rain this summer, but as it does in Oklahoma, has dried out pretty quick. And then commodity prices have been challenging for our producers. Beef prices have helped things, but there's also been some ripples in the beef industry and those markets as well. So we've had a lot of ups and downs here in Oklahoma. And I think the one thing that we try to remember is talk to the producers to hear directly from them, not get caught up in any rhetoric, maybe, which can happen sometimes, and see what's really beneficial. How can we help? What policies will move things forward?
Oklahoma Department of Agriculture's Blaine Arthur. Farmers and ranchers interested in signing up for the Conservation Stewardship Program, CSP, and the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, EQIP, have until mid-January, January 15th, to submit initial paperwork. Although the USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service programs allow for continuous sign-up, the agency is implementing this national batching period to ensure producers have access to funding and support following the governmental shutdown. Administered by NRCS, CSP and EQIP provide financial and technical assistance for producers implementing conservation practices while maintaining agricultural production. CSP and EQIP are voluntary programs designed to help producers meet their conservation goals while maintaining their bottom lines. If you've got questions, if you want more info, go to your local Natural Resource Conservation Service office before mid-January. Getting close to the start of Cattlemen's Congress, they'll be accepting cattle at the OKC Fairgrounds in just a couple of days. You've got farm news on Ron.
The second annual Cattlemen's Congress commercial heifer sale happening at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds Thursday, January 8th, 1 o'clock. The sale will feature females from premier ranches across the region. More than 750 head will sell two-year-old fall pairs, spring calving bred heifers and pairs, spring calving bred cows, and spring open heifers. Come to the free lunch at 11 and see the sale live or bid online at liveauctions.tv or at LiveAg. Call Matt Sims for more information, 405-641-6081.
That's your Farm and Ranch News. I'm Ron Hayes.